This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The bats are swinging over at Alec Box Stadium. Back-to-back jacks. We just had Bear Jones hitting a two-run shot. And then right after that, Daniel Dickinson follows with a solo shot. The Tigers up 3-0.
Bear is red hot right now, man. That is 5 home runs in the last 6 games. That's exactly what you want to see from your star entering SEC play pretty soon.
Like you mentioned there, he's red hot. 7th home run of the season for Bear.
Yeah, this starter that Xavier's throwing in the midweek is not having a great start to his 2025 season. Now, William Schmidt gets the start on the mound for LSU baseball, and I think that's pretty interesting because Jay said that he was going to use him on Tuesday. But my question was, because he said, you know, he'll get some run on Tuesday and then we'll get him set up for conference play.
Right.
I don't think he's going to throw that much tonight. If he's going to be starting, you know, he's not going to start at any point this weekend, but he's probably going to come out of the bullpen at some point and be used as a high leverage relief pitcher against Mizzou. So maybe he gets through 4 innings or something like that, but we'll see what happens. I mean, if LSU keeps swinging like they are right now and they kind of get into a blowout early, I mean, how long do you really give William Schmidt on the mound tonight?
Yeah, I guess maybe Jay just wants to give him a nice throwing session.
Yeah, something like that.
Want to check in on our Oakwin Heart Jewelers talk and text line. You can sound off 504-260-1870. Going to hit up Sam and Gretna. Want to talk a little bit about the Pelicans. What you got for us tonight, Sam?
Hey, Charlie, Steve. Enjoy the Pelicans talk despite the season.
Right.
Always enjoy when you have Ollie or Jake Madison on or Andrew Lopez. I tell you what, despite the season, and y'all are in the business, you know this for sure, we have some awesome coverage on our team. We really do. You know, with the Pels and everything. I'm with all you guys and Mike Dettillier and Rod Walker and this thing with sitting Zion during home games,
yeah.
And if you're going to a game, or knowing that, we're going to lose. Hopefully, it's entertaining, and hopefully the popcorn's good tonight. if you're going to drive downtown, pay for parking, even if you get Jimmy's $1 ticket, or you're still spending a little money to go on down there,
right?
And then you get back late on a work night / school night. The people that's in that arena, those are the real fans, and you got to give them something. And also, what I haven't, I mean, just kind of like a thank you, like a huge thank you card. And what's not brought up as much is the frustration this guy's gone through with his career, the injuries. He's in great shape. He was in great shape last year when he got hurt. And just, I mean, imagine the frustration he's going through. And to have him be able to play in front of his home fans and see the people that are showing up despite the results of the season. And despite this season, this season's been gone.
Right.
Look how hard this guy's playing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And his defense has improved so much. I think he's working with Jose on steals, after practice. I mean, his offense is awesome, obviously. But his defense has improved so much. He's trying so hard. And it's got to suck the life out of this poor guy to be sitting on the bench in his home, at his home court. That's got to suck the life out of this poor guy.
No, we're right with you, Sam, totally.
I don't know who's making these decisions, but like Mike says, you know, common sense has done left the building, you know?
Absolutely, Sam. I can't agree with you more. Steve, you remember we went to the Celtics game, the game that DeJounte Murray tore his Achilles, and Zion, we were like, I think he's going to play tonight. He's kind of questionable. And we get to the arena. And Sam, to your point, we had someone text in earlier and said that, you know, they've been to 15 games at the Smoothie King Center this year, and they've seen Zion play twice.
Ouch.
And I believe it. I believe it. Just based off of his game log and how many games that he's played this year versus how many games he's played at home, it's almost doubled the amount of games that he's played on the road. And I know that it's, you know, circumstance will happen when he's injured versus when he's healthy. But specifically, Sam, the one that I take issue with is the instances, it's already happened multiple times this year, and we'll see what if they change it up for the final month of the season, where they have the back-to-back where one game's on the road and one game's at home. As you mentioned, and as Mike D said, common sense tells you, especially at this point in the season where the Pelicans have nothing to play for, that you would play Zion in front of your home crowd and give the home fans the bone. And instead, he's been playing on the road. And that's where you get the issue, and that's where it pops up. And to your point, Sam, about Zion and his play this year, the defensive side of the ball was always kind of the quote-unquote bugaboo for him. If he, you know, made those serious strides on defense, there was nothing really holding him back as a player. And you've seen some of that this year, thankfully. And the limited minutes, their plan for him, when we talked with Todd Graffanini earlier, I think it was actually last week, he mentioned that the plan for the Zion has been working for the Pelicans. He, you know, you haven't been playing him on back-to-back to avoid the injury risk of that,
right,
but also kind of playing him in these spurts, and he's so efficient in these spurts that you're just going to keep doing it for the rest of the season. You're seeing great growth from the guy as a player, and that's all you really want at this point. However, to your point, Sam, you got to be playing him more at home. The nine games, and we're on March 11th, by the way. Nine games played at home is pretty unacceptable.
Yeah, I've given up my cranky old man stance of the limited minutes and the back-to-back games. It really is a lost season right now. There's no reason to danger Zion for, you know, the future when you want to save him and what he's able to do for next year. There's no reason to risk him for further injury, so I get it. But to Sam's point exactly, you know he's not playing in back-to-back. So guess what? If it's a home and away back-to-back, just sit him on the road.
It just makes the most sense.
Seems it.
Right.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.